And welcome back to Hagley Field at halftime. DeSales on top of Waterson, 21-0. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Savaldi, glad to have you aboard. Stats from the first half, you take a look at this. DeSales, 162 yards of total offense, all on the ground. Waterson had 3 yards of total offense, 11 passing, and minus 8 rushing in that first half. 6 first downs for the Stallions, 1 for Waterson, 5 penalties for 25 yards for DeSales, 3 for 12 for Waterson. 1 turnover committed in the first half by DeSales. Rushing the ball, Booth, 12 carries, 121 yards and a touchdown. Asamoah, 10 for 57 and a score. On the other side, Waterson had 20 plays, 3 net yards, 0 for 6 on third downs. They punted all 6 possessions. Booth with a touchdown of 16 yards. Silvestri, 1 yard out. Asamoah, 23 yards out. DeMaceo, all 3 extra points. And here we go, the kick to start the second half. Along the ground by Waterson, scooped up by the Stallions at the 30. Up to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line on the return. That time for the DeSales Stallions, Colton Hillary, whose father we caught when he played up at Western.
He wasn't very good.
No, not at all. Chip Hillary was outstanding.
Chip couldn't play.
No, sir.
So DeSales to get the ball to start the second half on the less muddy end of the field, going from right to left, first and 10 from... What is working effectively for DeSales? We know it worked in the first quarter. Nothing worked in the second.
That's the problem. The field is what's working right now. And if DeSales just can possess the ball and get a few first downs inside the tackles, I think that's going to be the place to go.
Offset eye. Booth is the deep man. Corcoran is the H-back. The handoff goes to Alonzo. Off the left side. Has a gap across the 40. Puts his head down and gets across the 42 near the 43-yard line. So a nice gain on first down before he's brought down. A gain of almost 6 on the play. Second and 4.
What DeSales did that time is they walled everybody down and they brought Omar Vargas from the weak side guard position. He wrapped around and just led up through there. And those are two big bodies going through the hole. And on a muddy field, all you have to do is get a push. And you're going to get 4 or 5 yards if you're running straight.
Cleanest jersey out there for the Stallions belongs to Patrick Mariarty, one of the tight ends. This time, Peaks goes to the bottom of the formation. Corcoran on that wing to the top again. And I think we had a violation in the neutral zone there. We'll have an encroachment on Waterson. As that time, big number 78 kind of made a little movement and got into the neutral zone. So Will Fortcamp and company flag for 5 yards. That'll be a... encroachment and enough for the first down. They'll mark the ball out across the 45 to the 48. First and 10 from there with 11:13 left to go. It's Booth again off the right side. And he just pushed one of his blockers down with his shoulder and gets it all the way inside the 40-yard line, down around the 38-yard line. Took it off the right side, Larry, and one of his blockers kind of got into his way, and he put his shoulder into him and just moved him out of the way.
Well, that was big number 75, Joey DeSantis, and he pulled around from the left guard that time. Same play that they ran the previous play. They just ran it the opposite side. Joey DeSantis got around, got a shoulder square, got upfield, and he wasn't there fast enough. Booth just pushed him aside.
Gain of 14 on the play. First and 10 marking officially at the 37-yard line. 10:45 and ticking. Third quarter, 21-0 in this contest in favor of the Stallions looking for more. Backs are offset right now. Corcoran in motion. Goes back to the top of the set again. And the handoff goes to Booth off the left side. Pushes down one defender. Looks for another straight arm. There we go. Inside the 30-yard line, down around the 25-yard line. I was just magnificent just watching him. It takes my breath and my vocabulary away. Apparently, as he goes around the corner, straight arms one guy, then a second guy, and goes after a third guy that really wasn't a part of the play. But Booth showing his raw strength that time, getting the ball inside the 25 down to the 24-yard line, picking up 13 on the play.
Well, the only thing that kept that from being a truly spectacular run was the fact he ran out of room and he couldn't make the turn. It's so wet and so muddy, he just had to basically go out of bounds there. But if he could have gotten shoulder square and gone down the sidelines, I'm not sure they'd have brought him down at all.
Cole Silvestri, the quarterback, under center. Unbalanced to the right now. The motion is Corcoran. Taps the quarterback on the backside. Handoff goes to Booth off the right side. Looks for a gap. And diagonally takes it inside the 25-yard line for a gain on the play with 10:15 left to go third quarter. DeSales driving. We've got a Waterson Eagle slow to get to his feet. A little slow to get up. And he'll hobble to the sidelines.
What DeSales is doing now is they've got their wingback Corcoran in motion. And he's right behind the tackle when they snap the ball. So he goes forward. Then they have the fullback. Van Fossen offset to that side, so he goes forward, and then you got 240-pound Booth behind that. It's and then they wrap a guard from the backside. Other than that, they don't have enough guys going through the hole. I mean, there's about 1,000 pounds worth of beef going through the hole.
I'm guessing that is a muddy Nick Geisler who checked out hobbling from this contest. His jersey is completely muddied. You can't even read his number, but gauging by the ankle and the fact that he was playing defensive end, I'm going to say that was he that checked out.
I think it is.
The handoff this time goes to Booth. Boy, contact there, right at the line of scrimmage on a second down play and eight.
That was Will Fortkamp, and it looked like a first date because he kissed him right in the face mask. It was one-on-one, and they just met face mask to face mask. And it wasn't that big a collision. It was just two big old bears running into each other.
And we're going to mark the ball back at the 22-yard line right there. So it'll be third down and eight from the 22. 9:20 ticking third quarter. A clean jersey out there for DeSales. That's Will Manick, who's a tight end at the bottom of the formation.
How do you get out there? He's clean.
Plays a little DN in this contest and also tight end. Backs offset. And it's going to be Booth off the right side. He's got an opening. Spins, turns inside the 15-yard line, and Alonzo Booth's going to move the sticks again, I think. Let's see where they give him forward progress. I think he's going to be inside the 14 where they needed to get for the first down, and indeed, that's another first down for the Stallions with 8:59 left to go third quarter.
They offset the backfield to the left, and so Watterson offset their defensive front to their right to offset the strength of the DeSales offensive line. And then what DeSales did was they countered back to the weak side. It was a very good play.
First and 10 from the 12 with 8:43 left to go. Booth again, the deep back. Gets it again. Takes it around the left side, slides. There's a flag down on the play, and finally he's brought down at around the 13-yard line. But we'll see what this flag is all about with 8:27 left to go.
Now, Booth would be more effective if he would just level off and realize that every play is not going to be a big play. And just get 3 yards. Just lower his shoulders and get the 3 yards because he tried to stop there, and it was a skating rink.
And holding is the call against DeSales, so I assume the Eagles will take this. Right now, the uniform number is more of a rumor than an actual fact on the jersey of one Alonzo Booth.
We might be able to get some substitutes in the game that way. Just call them out. No one will know because I'm not sure they even know who's in the game.
Some clean jerseys out there. You never change jerseys at halftime, do you?
Only when jerseys were so mucked up that you couldn't, you know, they weighed a ton. You had to get a kid another jersey, that's all. So you just take one off.
Did you carry two then?
No, we just took one off of JV and just swap it out. I mean, you don't have a choice.
First and 20.
We were lucky to have one jersey at Bishop Reedy. Thank you very much.
For everybody, he just borrowed it, right? First and 20 from the 22-yard line. Booth off the left side, inside the 20. And again, he's going at that diagonal and not north and south and knocked out of bounds after a short gain on the play with 7:55 and ticking third quarter.
If DeSales ever gave the ball to Booth and they ran reverse the other way, there'd be 22 guys slip and fall right in the middle of the field, and whoever the reverse guy was would probably walk into the end zone.
Again, we're on the muddier side of the field right now, where between the hash marks, grass is just a nasty rumor.
It is absolutely a rumor.
So a gain on the play inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line.
Even old Cleveland Stadium had more grass than this. And that's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
They used to paint the dirt.
Second down and about, let's call it 17 from the 19. Backs offset again. Corcoran in motion, bottom to top. Silvestri wants to throw, looks on a quick pop across the middle. The pass incomplete. The receiver slipped down in the middle of the field. And I'm going to guess that was Corcoran. I think it was number 5. Yep.
I think they opened a manhole and he just fell in it. I mean, he just disappeared. Nobody hit him. I think the ball was actually on target, and he just disappeared. Looked like somebody had a tripwire out there or something.
So Cramden to Norton is incomplete, right?
Oh, to the moon, Ellis.
To the moon. Third down and 17 from the 19 with 7:12 left to go. They peer to the sidelines, get the information. Van Foss in the up back. Booth, the deep man.
Address the ball.
Hello, ball.
Silvestri sees a wing on the bottom again. That's Corcoran, though. He goes in motion to the top. Booth. Off the right side, inside the 15, still carrying defenders inside the 10-yard line, it looks like. So it's going to be fourth down and single digits at least with 7 minutes left to go. Do you contemplate three here, perhaps?
Field goal, absolutely. You've got maybe one of the best kickers in the state of Ohio.
On the year with DeMaceo, he's 2 of 5 on field goals.
Well, he's got the leg as to whether they can find a dry patch of terra firma out there.
Well, I guess around 26 yards. I could be wrong. Again, the lines.
That's what it looks like.
somewhat obliterated. It's either 26 or 27. Yep. Yeah. In fact, he hasn't attempted one from 20 to 29 yards. This will be a first, a 27-yard attempt with McNally to hold. They left early on the left side defensively. Let's see if they were perhaps drawn off or if it's encroachment on the defense. It's encroachment on the defense.
That ball is in the creek.
So now they get another football. Do you change your mind? Because the ball was at the 9, and now it's going to be down inside the 5.
Sure, because now it's going to be 4th and 2, or 4th and 3 maybe, 4th and 2 probably.
March the ball inside the 5, so I'm going to say it's going to be about a 4th and 3.
And even if you give it up, Watterson's got the ball at the 3 in the muddiest end of the field.
Again, your mileage may vary from our vantage point and what's left of the field. So 4th and 3 from inside the 5-yard line, so the offense comes back on the field with 6:17 and ticking.
One of the really nice things as a coach on nights like this is you have very few injuries because the collisions just don't happen.
Backs offset. Is it booth time? It is. Goes right up the middle. Had to get inside the 2, and I don't think he got it from his vantage point. 6 minutes halfway through the third quarter. They're going to unsort the mud.
I think he's one mud ball short.
Watterson's claiming they have stopped him short. We're waiting for the official signal to on the field. And it's Watterson's football. They bend but don't break. They slide but don't fall. How's that?
So they slid and they fell, but they fell in a pile and Booth couldn't get through the pile.
So Watterson will get the ball back, allegedly around the 3-yard line with 6 minutes left to go. And difficult end of the field for this team to try to make any kind of movement at all, down by 21 points. One thing we haven't seen tonight is a bubble screen.
Nope. A screen pass, I'm telling you, if they run motion away and they just slide somebody back across the other side, it would be open.
Calhoun to the bottom. Throw. Looking long downfield, and everybody's going. And Calhoun was going long downfield, but coverage on the play by Arnold, and both of those guys were out of bounds by the time they hit the 25-yard line.
Well, that's as good a chance as you have to get the ball out of the hole, because if Watterson tries to run the ball against this sales front, they're just not going to be very successful. So take your shot with the fade route and see if you can hit something for a home run or maybe get a penalty to get out of there on a pass interference.
Speaking of penalties, remember, if there's holding in the end zone on the offense, that constitutes a safety. Holden Jones will check into this contest. He'll go wide to one side. One back in the backfield, and they'll keep it on the ground off the left side, and a short gain to around the 5-yard line. And DeSales says they have the football. Did they tackle him in the end zone? They did. He tried to turn the corner. The lead man made it out of it. Back did not, and a safety for DeSales with 5:47 left to go.
See, DeSales has such an advantage because their front seven is so stout. They don't need the blitz to stop the run, and they can play just basically vanilla cover three behind it and then just turn everybody up front loose.
And now you face a precarious situation here if you're walking. Touchdown, you got a 30-point differential, and you'll face a continuous clock. And remember, it's a free kick, so Watterson's going to have to boot the ball back to DeSales. And they'll get it back, and you've got to assume on a short field, too.
Well, I would assume they're going to punt the ball here.
Why do you punt instead of kicking off, just out of curiosity?
Better coverage. Now, when you have a great kicker and you have a lousy punter, obviously you're going to kick it, but you got a better chance of returning a kickoff than you do a punt. Punt, you can cover.
I just think that Lanning is a better kicker because Giesler's not punting, remember?
Correct.
I think Watterson just went to the wrong side of the field. They did.
Well, it's not a play that you practice a lot. Now, we used to practice it once or twice every Thursday. We took a safety, practiced taking a safety, and then we practiced kicking the ball from here just so our guys didn't look like it was a schoolyard play when we got out there.
So I think Lamming will come out, and he'll tee it up from the 20.
He's going to tee it up because he's a better kicker.
Because Giesler's not punting tonight. Andrews has been doing the punting because Giesler was iffy with that
Andrews
ankle.
Andrews has punted the ball fairly well tonight.
Yeah. So Lamming getting a chance to kick the ball for only the second time tonight. His team has held scoreless. Down now 23-0 in this one. And kicks it along the ground. And deep men will scoop it up at the 43-yard line, up across the 45, midfield, all the way down to the 45, and churning all the way to the 44-yard line on the return is Joy Velasquez. So he's getting a nice return there inside the 45, and that's where the Sales will get it back again on a short field. Boy, they must have had it on a short field at least six times tonight.
Well, I bet their average starting is probably midfield, and that's just the average. It may be better than midfield.
So they're going to mark it officially at the 44 of the Eagles. That's where DeSales will have it. Up 23-0, 5:39 left to go here in the third quarter. All DeSales in this one. Most of the damage coming in the first quarter, where they got two touchdowns, including the second one with 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and then another touchdown in the second. Now a safety here in the third. As I was watching the lead blocker who made it out, but unfortunately the deep man carrying the football tackled in the end zone, and we stand at 23-0. Asamoah in there now. He accelerates and bursts through the hole inside the 40. And Brian all the way down to the 38, maybe the 37-yard line.
Yeah, he just leveled off and went straight downhill. That was just a straight old, good old-fashioned isolation play. Fullback lead, tailback follow. One of the Washington players got up and he had about 14 pounds of mud taped to his face mask.
Gain of 6 on the play to the 38, second and 4, 5:14 left to go.
They're still clearing him off.
Peaks to the top. Yeah, but as a player, isn't this kind of a fun field?
Oh, it's a fun thing. Yeah,
on?
Especially if you win.
Yeah, a lot more fun then, no matter what the field is. Corcoran, the H-back in motion, back to the top again. Now backs offset. Asamoah, the deep man. He'll get the handoff. Gets it inside the 35. Ooh, struggles to get to the 30. Boy, he was hit solidly right at the 31-yard line and pushed back.
You know, Watterson is bringing two linebackers now almost every play. They're run blitzing. It's not to sack the quarterback. It's to fill up every gap, to get a little running start and get a little momentum to push the offensive line back. And if they guess wrong, it's going to break for a touchdown. And there's nothing they can do. They have to play for a big play here.
You know, Ty Van Fossen's been an unsung hero tonight as a lead back, as a blocking back. You would think he'd get the opportunity, hopefully, to carry the ball at least once. A young man who's working on restoring a Corvette with his dad. He's done a great job as a lead blocker tonight. First down. Off the right side and down to the 39-yard line, and that's about it. Short gain on the play of a couple as Asamoah will take it off the right side and get it down to maybe the 29 with 4:15 and ticking here in quarter number three. Gain of 2, second down and 9, second down and 8 from there.
This Watterson defense has been out there all night long, and it's been on the short side of the field, and DeSales just been pounding on it. They have bent. They haven't really broken. I mean, it's 23, and you'd say, well, that's a lot of points and all that good stuff. But really, the Washington defense has played pretty well.
Yep, again, the backs are offset on a second down at 8 from the 29-yard line. Asamoah trying to get traction, trying to get to the outside. Twice, Larry, he got stuck in the mud and kept going. Kicked up the mud and still got maybe a yard or two on the play when he could have lost 3 or 4.
Now, DeSales ran the old-fashioned counter tray, and they pulled the backside guard and the backside tackle. The problem with that play tonight is they couldn't turn up. They just kept running sideways, and they couldn't turn up and make their blocks, and so there was no place for Asamoah to go.
Brian tried to toss the football to the official. His hand got stuck in the mud and kind of tossed it in the middle of nowhere, so he had to run down the football. And that will change footballs as we have been during this contest. Get a dryer ball out there on the field with 3:10 and ticking here in the third quarter. The Sales looking at a third down and 7-yard line from in the vicinity of the 27-yard line. Booth, the up back, gets the hand up, sidesteps two guys, keeps fighting inside the 20, carries defenders all the way down to the 15-yard line. He literally went sideways. Think about that. Left foot in front, right foot behind, almost like in a marching band move, trying to find a little opening sideways through the hole, got down to the 20-yard line, then carried a defender all the way down to the 15.
Jack Frecker came up to make the tackle at the end of that play, and he just got waylaid. And it wasn't a problem other than the fact that he came up, lost his balance, and as he started to fall backwards, he got drilled by Mr. Booth.
Gain of 12 down to the 15. Alonzo approaching 200 yards on the night. 2:33 left to go. First and 10, two wide at the top. It's Asamoah inside the 15, fighting, pulling a defender inside the 13 to the 12 and maybe the 11-yard line. One guy in the bottom of the pile who at one time had a jersey number for Watterson was just being dragged for the last 2 yards. I'm going to guess that's Jack Best, who's the outside linebacker, number 7. 6 solos, 2 assists, 1 tackle for a loss coming into this contest. So gain of 3, second down and 7 now from inside the 13 near the 12-yard line. 2 minutes left to go in quarter number 3. All DeSales in this one up 23-0.
This will be one of those films that both DeSales and Watterson will trade with somebody, and it'll be worthless because you can't watch it and you can't see anything.
Booth's got it off the left side. He's got an opening inside the 10, the 5, and takes the route into the end zone. Walking in for the touchdown with 1:42 left to go, and then it was 29-0 DeSales.
Once he made the cut, he was on the only dry grass out there, which is to the sidelines, not in the middle of the field. The middle of the field from about the 40 down on the north end here of North High School field is a mess. But on the sidelines there, that was the only place he could make a cut. He made the cut, and it was touchdown.
And if they make the extra point, we go continuous clock with 1:42 left to go in the third quarter. Chris McNally, the holder. Dominic DiMaceo.
You have to give McNally some credit here. I mean, he's done a good job of fielding these snaps. I mean, it's a wet ball and it's a wet night.
Dominic, as Larry alluded to, probably one of the top kickers, if not the top kicker in the state of Ohio with what he's done so far, including a 55-yard field goal in the campaign. Snap, kick, it is up. It's good. 30-0. 1:42 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Brooks McCann with a 2-yard touchdown run, and St. Charles has cut the Hartley lead to 18-15. Newark Catholic has scored a 3-yard touchdown run from Ty Scott. They still trail Heath 28-7.
You know a Bob Jacoby team is going to play hard.
Well, they're going to play all 48 minutes or longer if they have to.
So it's now 30-0. I'll see what that means with the point differential in just a second as DiMaceo has it teed up. The last kick was actually returned.
Yeah, we're going to send him down to the JVs if he does it again.
You have a lot of power, sir.
Absolutely.
The boot, it is deep and not into the end zone, and it's fumbled and now picked up at the 5. They'll get it out to maybe near the 10-yard line, and that's about it.
That's better than if he had kicked it in the end zone.
So a little trouble handling the football that time. I think that was Meyer on the return, and we got a Stallion down at the 10-yard line with 103 left.
It's number 4, Joey Rivard.
And grabbing his leg a little bit, now getting to his knees. He's getting up. Going to get off the field under his own power. Ladies and gentlemen, this game will now be played with a running clock for the OHSAA point differential rule. The clock will be stopped after changes of possession at the end of periods and for timeouts. If the point differential should fall beneath 30, then normal clock operations will resume. So 30-0. The sails up. First and 10. Mark the ball somewhere near the 9-yard line.
And Watterson's in the middle of that end. Maybe they can wait two plays and get the clock to run out and then go on the good grass.
H-back in motion, bottom to top, handoff off the left side. They get it out across the 10 to maybe the 11-yard line. Short gain on the play of a couple. DePalma on the carry that time with the gain to the 11. It'll be second down and 8 from there with 40 seconds left to go in quarter number 3.
Now, he was kind of a change of pace running back last week. I mean, he came in and changed the whole outcome, if you will, in the sense that he's more of a slasher. Whereas Cosson and the other running backs are more plotters and pluggers. He's more of a slasher.
Bit of a gambler, too. He will hit that hole at full speed, too. They readjust the linebackers. Now flip those forward to Sales on a second down at 8 from the 11. Andrews rolling right, wants to throw. Now Tuckson got drilled as he got near the 10-yard line. It looked like there was a seam that all of a sudden a mud ball that was once wearing white just drilled him.
His name is Corcoran, and he is
number
a mud
5.
Ball. He is a mud ball.
And that'll do it for the third quarter. Speaking of threes, 30-0. DeSales leads after 3. We'll pause on the CCL Game of the Week here on MA 20 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Bob Boyd way.
Hi,
Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart, and I'd like to share a letter from one of our customers. Dan says, I can attest to their quality customer service and their commitment to delivering an unmatched customer experience. I have personally purchased my last 10 vehicles from Miracle Motor Mart, and if my extended family is included, that number jumps up to over 28. Sincerely, Daniel Horgan, Mayor of Akron, Ohio. Miracle Motor Mart, where we treat everybody like the mayor.
And just like that, Hartley answers. Jake Ruby hits Cameron Culver for a 36-yard score. It's now 26-15 Hawks. And how about this? At the half, Dublin Scioto leads Hilliard Bradley 13-6.
I didn't think the Jags were invincible. Andrews wants to throw pressure on, and he's knocked down. Is it in the end zone? Waiting for the call. It's a safety. Wow, two safeties in one game. Is that time Andrews was coming through, looking for an opening, rolling to his left, and couldn't find the seam, and then brought down in the end zone for a safety.
Tyler Van Fossen.
Big number seven makes the hit.
I mean, you can't block them all. You have Darius Mullins up there at 320 pounds. He's tough to block, and they just get a push, get an open lane, and Van Fossen came through.
Total offense in this contest, DeSales 265 yards, and Watterson negative four. They have negative 15 rushing, 11 passing. All the yards and total offense for DeSales via the ground. Booth now 23 carries, 204 yards, two touchdowns. Asamoah 15 for 77 and a score, and it's now 32-0. And the clock is ticking.
I was once part of a game that had two safeties.
31-4.
Thank you for reminding me.
You lost to Hartley. I called that game.
Yeah, I called that game,
too.
Not
that I remember.
You rub it in every time we talk about Hartley.
I didn't bring this up this time, Your Honor. Could you read the transcript back, please?
Yes. You said 31-4.
You called that brought game. It up. Your Honor, please.
I said I was part of it. I didn't say it was a good part of it. You didn't have to remind me.
Overruled. Witness may step down, by the way.
Oh.
So now it's 32-0.
We lost three games to start that season, and those three teams ended up 28-2. We thought we were miserable. We ended up 7-3. We won our league.
I have never seen a team score 4 points in the final score before. Have you ever since?
I've never. No.
You are a record maker. You are a trendsetter. There's the kick bouncing along the ground. Stallion scoop it up at the 50-yard line. Again, they'll have the short field, and the man on the return did not go down. A scrum broke out from the 43 down to the 38-yard line, and that's where the Stallions will have the ball. I'm going to guess it was number 44, Will Manick, who returned the football. So DeSales gets it back up 32-0. Clock down to 58 left to go here in this contest, and it's all DeSales.
Hey, guess what? Another short field. They're at the 38 going in.
We have a sideline warning against DeSales.
He signaled the wrong way here.
Yeah, the ball's going the other way, Chief. There you go.
I thought maybe we missed a fumble.
No.
Maybe he missed a fumble.
Well, what happened was he signaled the sideline warning, then he forgot which direction he was, and he had to pirouette there a little bit. It's kind of hard to get your footing. Mud got in his eyes. New song.
It could happen.
First and 10 from the 41. Here's mud in your eye, right? I'm leaning out the window. Grab my legs, Larry.
No,
sir. So I can see. First and 10 from the 41-yard line. Second Ooh. Man through, and boy, there is nothing there. Great penetration by that Watterson defense. That time, I think, on the carry, wasn't that Joey Velasquez?
It might have been.
Yeah, Velasquez in the backfield getting a chance. They're pretty high on the scale.
Mike Masinopoulos came in off his defensive end and just swallowed him up. That was a great play by Mike. He's one of those stalwarts for Watterson. He's been there. It seems like he's been here for 9 years. I know he's only a junior, but it seems like he's played an awful lot of football for these Eagles.
Have we seen the end of Booth and Asamoah in this contest?
Probably.
By the way, don't forget we have to pick our Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands Player of the Game. And, yes, I do have the trophy up here, too. And a handoff off the right side. Velasquez down to the 40-yard line. And just a horrible scrum breaks out right there as he takes it off the right side. Among others, Jack Frecker coming up from the secondary to make the hit. By the way, I mentioned it. Larry and I will pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game at the end of this contest. Martin's a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure that you're ready for any emergency. Check out his location at 3816 Fishinger Boulevard in Hilliard. 529-4259 in area code 614. That's 529-4259. Our thanks to Martin J. Mitchell for all the great work he does. Third down. Let's call it 10 back of the 41-yard line. We're Sylvester and Company. And we had motion up front. I'm going to go with a false start on the offense. And that's because that's what it was. Back 5 yards to the 46.
The wing back there just couldn't stop his feet.
So actually going to mark it on the 45. So it looks like the end of Booth and Asamoah for the night. And the backfield now features not only Velasquez, but the up man is Colton Hillary. And on a wing, it's Peaks. But Silvestri stays in a quarterback. And Moriarty still the tight end to the bottom. On a third down play, Velasquez hits the hole, keeps the legs churning, gets down to the 40-yard line. And that's about it. Knocked down to the 40, so it'll be a fourth down and about a nine situation with 7:37 and ticking. And you go for it, do you punt?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't get that kind of analysis just anywhere.
No, you can't.
You got to pay good money to have that kind of analysis.
He's the king of non-committal. Maybe or maybe not.
I'll run for office next week.
Barry, or walk. So it's fourth down, and as of now, looks like Silvestri and company going to go for it. Backs offset. And Silvestri rolling, tucking around the left side. He's not going to make it. He's not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He just took it to his left, and boy, they were just waiting for him. There were four Eagles around the nest just waiting for him back at the 43-yard line. So he's dipped down there, and Watterson gets the ball back with 6:54 left. And remember, Watterson's dealing with the fact that they're down by 32, so uphill battle as it is, plus they've got a continuous clock. We're already down to the 6:40 mark left in this contest.
I see some new jerseys going in there for Watterson.
You and I might have a chance to go down and join the scoreboard show until 11 o'clock tonight.
Yep, that's right.
With Ryan and Dave Papura.
Holden Jones and Will Davis are in the game now.
Going to hand it off, and they'll get it up. It's DePalma on the carry up to the 43, maybe the 44. So the second quarterback is in there for the Eagles now, Will Davis. 7 of 12 passing for the 6'1", 182-pound senior. Good for 100 yards. He also has two carries for 2 yards. Injured his knee in the loss to Olentangy Orange. Young man that's part of the National Honor Society at Watterson and likes to build his own computers as well. So it is second down. And just less than nine with 5:47 left to go. Jones back wide to the bottom. Calhoun to the same side, one at the top. Palm in the backfield next to Davis. Second down play. Looking, gunning underneath. Gosson makes the catch. Got up to the 45-yard line. Short gain on the play. Van Fossen with a solid hit even there. So a gain of just a couple on the play. Mark it up to the 45-yard line. Third down and seven from there. Down to 5:17 left to go in regulation.
Well, the good news is it's going to be a merciful clock because Watterson's probably going to struggle to get the first down here. And if they don't get it, they'll punt it. And then DeSales has a lot of their JV players in at that point. So
Sam Scully checks into the contest now for Watterson. Riley Fortkamp in that offensive line. Scully goes to the bottom. Davis with one back to his left on his third down play. Wants to throw, guns it across the middle, and throws it before the receiver makes his break. The pass is picked off. I think that's Hillary who's got the pick.
It is, in fact.
Colton makes the stab at the ball and comes up with it. The 5'10", 160-pound senior, and DeSales gets it back with 4:43 left.
That time, the Watterson receiver just ran straight downfield, never turned around, and the ball was thrown. If he had caught in front of the defender, he might have had a chance to catch it, but there was no chance of catching it because he wasn't even looking at it.
Are you contemplating who should receive the Good Hands Player of the Game Award for Martin J. Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably Mr. Booth. I mean, he's going to rush for how many yards tonight? 200, maybe? Something like
that. Why don't you be kind and not only give him the trophy, but bring a towel down as well,
no.
too.
No. He might hug me or something, then I go home a muddy mess.
It's like watching Green Bay Packer football here, isn't it?
Yep. The frozen tundra.
Give it to Taylor Horning. New quarterback in the backfield for the Stallions on this first down play from the 39-yard line. And they'll keep it on the ground on the keeper play that time for the Stallions. And not a whole lot there. As I'm going to guess, it's Anthony Cerrone, the 6-foot, 175-pound sophomore. And indeed, he has the ball. Of course, his dad, one of the assistant coaches for the Stallions. And gets it up near the line of scrimmage, or does he? Yeah, he does, and picks up one on the play, maybe two almost. They mark it closer to the 42 than the 41. We'll call it second and eight from there. Under 4 minutes left to go. DeSales leading in this contest now 32-0. There's your clean, lean Fighting Machine jerseys there. Wide to the bottom now of the set with a brand clean jersey is Noah Brown. Coming out of blitz. Somehow the handoff was made up to the 44-yard line, and that's about it. It's Velasquez again on the carry. No, it's 29 this time on the carry. And that is Chris Campbell, who got into the contest.
Chris Campbell got in. The Deacon.
Calling the Deacon. Up to the 44. So it'll be third down and six from there with 3:20 left.
We're to Deacon Jones. We have Deacon Campbell.
So third down. Mitcheroni and company from the 44-yard line. Wide to the bottom is Michael Brown. On a third down at six. Oh, he lost the handle of the football. It's free at around the 45-yard line. Up to the 47-yard line, it squirts up, and I think the Eagles cover it. Watterson has the football on the fumble recovery at the 47-yard line. And the return, about 2 inches on the plate.
Hayden Paul
falls on it and inches forward to the 47 and give it back now to the Eagles with 2:55 left to go. So Paul makes the fumble recovery and Watterson gets it back. And for Hayden, that is his third fumble recovery of the season.
I see all white jerseys in there except for Velasquez. He's the only one in the secondary.
And Hillary, too.
And Hillary has a little mud on him. Everybody else looks like Stay Puft Marshmallow Men.
Bowen in motion, bottom to the top. Davis, the quarterback. Wants to throw, nearly slips, throws it downfield. It hangs up there. The pass, is it caught? Far side of the field. Yes, it is. Boy, that thing hung up there in a nice arc to that football, and the pass is complete for a first down.
Well, the funny thing is Casey Calhoun, the wide receiver for Washington, ran a post route, and he was so wide open down the middle, but the quarterback was rolling out, and he couldn't stop to throw it back.
I think it was Calhoun who made the catch, actually.
Well, then they had the wrong number because I think Calhoun was number five, and he was going down the middle of the field.
I think that might have been Connor Bush.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, your mileage may vary. First and 10, 2 minutes left to go. Backs offset. Davis under center. Rolling, looking, dumping underneath. Pass is complete inside the 25, the 20. And Bowen trying to tightrope the sidelines inside the 15, down inside the 10-yard line with 1:42 left to go. Right now, if you're Watterson, you want to score.
Absolutely. And this is part of the game where the DeSales starters are saying, please keep the shutout. But it is a shutout. You shut them out with your first team. You shut them out with your regulars. You got to let the young kids play and not worry about the shutout. This is a little bit more important than that. These kids deserve to play.
27-yard gain, first and goal from the 4-yard line. DeSales has won the last three in the series. Davis under center. Johnson's got it. Looks for the gap. Breaks the plane. Does he score? Yes. Take it in for the touchdown. Mr. Costin with 1:05 left to go. And Watterson on the board. It's 32-6. That ends the continuous clock as Adam Costin gets touchdown number 4 on the ground. So make it 32-6. Do you go for one or two here, sir?
Probably just kick it. It's not 1 point. Really doesn't matter. You just want to get a point on the board.
So Kevin Lammy will come out. 6 of 6 on extra points on the season.
He's got the ball spotted about the 14-yard line, which is way too deep. Now he's moved it up to the 10. He had it back. He was looking for dry ground.
They are a player short. They are two players short. Maybe not. They're just one short. Last man on the field checks in. It's Riley Fortkamp. Waiting for the snap. It is low, and it's scooped up by the holder and rolling to the right and trying to take it in. And do they break the plane? Yes, they get the two-point try. It looked like that was maybe Nate Meyer. Was that number 15 on the hold? Yep, it was 32-8. So, see, they do go for two after all.
Right. They went for one and got two.
That's like getting a BOGO, right?
As far as you know.
Thank you. 32-8 now with 1:05 left to go on this one. Back at the studios of AMA 20, one Ryan Baker sits and awaits. And Ryan, how do you feel about an extended scoreboard show?
Well, how do you feel about an extended postgame show? How about that?
Okay. We'll be in the middle.
No, we'll be good. We'll have, I'm sure, Ryan Wiggins calling in. We've got a lot of scores, a lot of exciting games going on right now as well. Hartley has kind of taken over that game against St. Charles as well, so we'll have updates on that one too. Plus the Heath Newark Catholic game, the Reedy game. We'll have all that for you. And hopefully a bunch of coaches. I'm not sure how many we're going to get right away, though. So be ready to hear a lot of scores early on in the scoreboard show.
Either that or Larry can sing as well, too, or we can send him back to the studios, or we can stay here, whatever you like. But you've got a legend there in Dave Papura, who, by the way, wrote an outstanding article this past week or so. I want to thank him for the nice things he had to say as well, too. So thank you, Dave, for the great work that you do each and every week. And I want to say, also, we're approaching the top of the hour. You're listening to WBSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. And there's the short kick and flags and contact at the end of the play. The Sales covers it with 105 left to go, and the Stallions will get it back. I assume we're just going to take a couple of knees here, but we had the flag at the 50-yard line, a little extracurricular activity. Looks like on the behalf of the Eagle, we'll march it down another 15 yards to probably around the 35-yard line. Mr. Whitson comes our way and says, personal foul against Watterson. And so that touchdown for Watterson was Constant with a 5-yard run. Meyer on the low snap picked it up and ran it in diagonally from the middle of the field to the far right pylon for the 2-point try. That ended a 3-play 47-yard drive that took 1:50 off the clock. And we stand now at 32-8, and with the penalty, the Sales has it down at the 35-yard line, and we have a third quarterback in there, Chris Stoll, who's also the long snapper and also a guy that is a preferred walk-on at Penn State as a long snapper. So he gets a chance to go ahead and play some at quarterback, a 6'3", 240-pound senior. You know the benefits and how precious long snappers can be on any level of football. Second down and 12 with 45 seconds left to go. Again, he'll take another knee. He's got a wing right beside him there to protect him. And Velasquez is way back, about 9 yards from the line of scrimmage, waiting for the back judge to put his hand in the air. And he actually just points to him, the back judge, with a five-second warning. The officials are all bunched together, and he just stood there, and he pointed to him like, there's your five. And went ahead and took the knee. And with 20 seconds left to go, they do not have to run another play. And Larry Wolf is already majestically down there at the 27-yard line. And Larry, just out of curiosity, what is the turf like down there?
Does the word quagmire mean anything to you? It's a mess.
I saw him on Family Guy once. Anyway.
For an old guy like me, this is going to be a lot of fun just to make it across here.
So it's a final score, 32-8. DeSales over Watterson. Stick around. The extended postgame show just around the corner as the Stallions remain unbeaten on the season. 6-0, number one in the state, Division III. Postgame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
The Stallions keep on riding 6-0 now after 6 weeks. They get the victory over Watterson tonight at Hagley Field, 32-8 the final. Let us head down to the field right now where Larry Wolf is standing by with the head coach of the Stallions, Ryan Wiggins.
Well, Ryan, it's the Watterson-DeSales football game, and tonight's atypical. It usually doesn't end up like this.
No, it usually doesn't. So many games over the years, hard fought, physical, down to the wire. And, you know, and it was at times very physical, but I thought we were able to break a few plays there. And then getting to a lead like that in these conditions and everything with the way our defense was playing was great. So real proud of our guys.
Well, you got the early lead and then the field deteriorated. And then your size and physicality really just took over. And you were able to ball control it and take care of most of the clock.
Yeah, I agree. We talked about that at half, a few mental things. We thought we had some things blocked well, you know, hitting the hole a little better, getting some things squeezed off a little better. And we did a great job, you know, and then, again, defense, field position, kept them down there, kept giving our offense chances. It was a good team effort, good win.
Well, between Booth and Asamoah, your ground game was outstanding. In fact, speaking of Mr. Booth, we're going to present him like we ought to give it to him every week, the Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands Award of the night. He is the most impactful player on the field tonight, so congratulations to him again.
Yeah, thanks. So proud of Alonzo, you know, and he's grown up a lot, and he's having a great year, and it's collective. He'll be the first to tell you that, but he's special.
Well, Randy, we're going to come back up to you with a victorious Ryan Wiggins down here. It's 32-8, and if I've ever seen a team built for the playoffs, it's the DeSales Stallions because they can simply run over you.
And, Larry, maybe you can check with Ryan. Perhaps we can get Alonzo and a chance to talk to him in the postgame as well, too.
Okay, I'll see if we can do that.
All right, 32-8 the final in this one. We'll recap the scoring for you now. Booth, 16 yards on a run. DeMaceo, the PAT, that ended an 11-play, 59-yard drive. Took 5:48 off the clock. It was 7-0 DeSales. And with 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Silvestri on a keeper from a yard out. DeMaceo again, the PAT. After 2 minutes and 4 seconds, they went 70 yards and 5 plays. That made it 14-0 at the end of one. Then the muck took over. We had one score in the second quarter. It was early as Brian Asamoah took a 23 yards for the touchdown. DeMaceo added the PAT. It took 7 seconds. One play. It was 21-0 at the break. Then DeSales in the second half got a safety, and that made it 23-0 as they tackled the Watterson running back around the corner on the far left end of the left end zone for 2 points to make it 23-0. Then Alonzo Booth getting a 12-yard run to make it another touchdown for DeSales. That was a 7-play, 44-yard drive that took almost 4 minutes off the clock. That made it 30-0. Then another safety as the quarterback for Watterson was tackled in the end zone, 32-0 the tally. Then Constant at the end on a 5-yard run, and then Meyer with a low snap opted to pick it up and take it himself and go diagonally from the middle of the field to the right pylon and got it in for the 2-point try. It was a 3-play, 47-yard drive, took 1:50 off the clock. With that being said, 32-8 the final in this one. We'll pause, have more of the postgame show in just a moment. And don't forget, around the corner, after the CCL Game of the Week, it's going to be the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan Baker and Dave Papura bringing you the scores and highlights and coaches' interviews from all the leagues, the OCC, the City League, the CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. It's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, and it's coming up right after this game here on AM 820 and StGabrielRadio.com. We'll pause more of the postgame show in just a moment. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
And welcome back to Hagley Field, where DeSales controls Waterson tonight to the tune of 32-8. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, and Greg Savoldi. Let's head back down to the field where Larry Wolf is standing by with a special guest. Larry?
Well, I'm down here with Alonzo Booth, and every time we do a DeSales game, it seems like you rush for over 200 yards. Congratulations on another great night. How about your offensive line?
Thank you, but I love my offensive line. They are a really hard-working team. Some say they're undersized, but I think they're the perfect size. They're hard-working, they kick butt, and I love them. I thank them every time I score a touchdown.
Well, you know, tonight was the kind of night for a kind of field for a runner like you. Downhill, hard nose, level off and hit people. And you seem to be mudding pretty well out there tonight.
Yeah, though it's my first actually mudded game, well, not being on turf, it seemed like it was a really good game, really downhill game, which was the type of running I like.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, if you have a running back like Alonzo Booth, you look like a pretty smart coach. You just keep giving the ball to him and Asamoah, and heck, good things happen.
Yeah, that's right, and he's your award winner, courtesy of Martin J. Mitchell, with a good hands player of the game. So congratulations to him, and see if he can find a white jersey for next week.
Yeah, we're going to see if you can find you a white jersey. We had trouble figuring out who you were out there. You're all muddy and everything. Good running back, stay clean. What's going on here? I don't understand it, but hey, he's too big. I think he's getting angry with me. I'm going to leave him alone here.
Start running, Larry.
Congratulations, Alonzo.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Alonzo Booth. By the way, in this contest, Booth, 23 carries for 204 yards and two touchdowns. And Asamoah, 15 carries for 77 yards and one touchdown. And what a 1-2 punch they have in the backfield for the Stallions. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up one final time. Don't forget the scoreboard show just around the corner with Ryan and Dave. And they'll have scores and interviews and updates on even third quarter scores, perhaps, before it's all said and done on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way. Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back one final time to Hagley Field as DeSales gets the better of Waterson tonight. 32-8 the final in this one. Waterson was down 21-0 at the break and could not come back. They got a late touchdown in the waning moments. But you look at the total offense in this contest. DeSales, 271 yards total offense. And Waterson wound up with 40 yards. And I would say, Scott Rex, most of that positive yardage came on the very last drive because they were negative numbers. for Watterson. They had 54 yards passing, negative 14 yards rushing for the total of 40 yards total offense. And when you look at the first downs, 13-3 in favor of DeSales. Penalties, 7 for 40 yards against DeSales, 6 for 37 against Watterson. Turnovers, 2 committed by DeSales. Watterson committed 1. So, of course, if you're Ryan Wiggins, you got something to coach him up on. 7 penalties for 40 yards and 2 miscues in this contest as well, too. And again, 271 yards total offense to 40. DeSales wins that category. We mentioned Booth and Asamoah again. 23 carries for 204 for Booth. Asamoah 15 for 77. Watterson, Davis was 3 of 4 passing for 43 yards and 1 interception. Constant 11 carries for 10 yards. 47 yards total offense, by the way, on that last drive to take him from negative 7 to positive 40 yards. So those are the numbers in this contest. And Larry, we can talk about total domination. I think the winners in this game were DeSales and Mudd.
Well, and DeSales is built for this kind of field.
Right.
DeSales is a playoff-built team, which I said down on the field earlier, because no matter how bad the weather is, they can pound the football. Mm-hmm. And they have the 230-pound Booth, and then they have the 190-pound or 95-pound Asamoah, who's got a little swivel to him, and they've got a good physical front line. They're not huge,
right?
But they're athletic, and they can move. And their defense is pretty doggone tough. So,
and I think they're still feeding Cole Silvestri the offense, too. He's a junior. They're not asking him to do much more than manage the team offensively. They're adding more each week. And it comes to the point that when they get to week 9 or 10 of the season, I think Cole Silvestri will have more of a handle of the playbook. And we'll see more, perhaps, play action from this team. I know last week they used play action a couple of times, and it was very effective against Cub Calf.
Well, they may have a couple teams down the stretch here where they can actually work on that, where they can practice it, where they're going to win those games. And they can work on their passing game, because they need to do that only because there's going to be a team down the road that's going to be as big and as physical as they are, and they're going to have to move the football another way. Or maybe one of your running backs gets boogered up a little bit, maybe a little twist of an ankle or something, and he can't run all the time. So they may have to come to a passing game at some point.
And another guy I think that's an X factor we haven't heard much from at all is Ryan Peakes.
Ryan Peakes,
the athlete he was a couple of years ago. He's had some injuries, had to deal with concussion and everything, but I still think he can be an X factor for this team.
He's got some scoot to him. JoJo Arnold's got some scoot to him. I mean, they've got some playmakers on the outside, and they just don't need them right now. And on this field tonight especially, there were no outside playmakers. It was inside the tackles, and it was an ugly, muddy, nasty game. And it was perfect for DeSales and not so much for Watterson.
Next week, Reedy and Hartley. Your thoughts about that? Reedy much improved, it sounds like, with some additions to their squad.
Well, they got a running back this week that had been ineligible for the first 5 weeks. I think it was a transfer situation.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? If Devin Dukes is healthy and they get another running back, they don't have the physical bodies up front to beat Hartley. But if you've got a slasher and a hammer in the backfield, and they will obviously have a slasher and a hammer, you're never but one play away from scoring a touchdown. And if they can do that, they can stay close. Who knows? I mean, St. Charles has given Hartley a game tonight for 3 quarters, and then I guess Hartley's breaking it open here late. But the point is, if Reedy can do that, you never know, and it is a rivalry game. So,
and by the way the schedule sets up on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, there's 4 weeks left in the regular season, but we'll still see each one of the 5 teams at least one more time in the last 4 weeks of the season. So that should be good to see that variety as well.
That'll be kind of fun.
All right. It's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you for dessert at halftime, and thank you for your great job in the postgame as well, too.
My pleasure.
If you would have brought mud pies tonight, it would have been apropos.
I'm catching grief for my desserts. I'm going to tell kitties that we're not coming back for dessert.
This is for your postgame.
Oh, my
postgame. For your postgame.
Oh,
shaky, Chris.
The dessert was excellent.
Wow.
The postgame was average. I got it.
Mr. Rex Reed over here critiquing you. But anyway, thank you for a great job, as always, sir. And for Greg Savoldi, the work that he does. Scott Rex, too. And Ryan Baker, the mastermind back in the studio. Our thanks to him as well for the great work. Again, Reedy and Hartley next week. It starts with our preview show at 6 o'clock. We'll be live from the stadium at 7. Final score one more time. DeSales over Watterson, 32-8. From a mucky Hagley Field, we say good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for another huge CCL battle as Hartley hosts Reedy. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all your area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all the area high school football scores and live reports from key games around Central Ohio. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Hard to believe that week two, because it's week six, but the second half of the high school football season is underway. Welcome to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker here with you, and filling in for the guru tonight, one of the This Week reporters, Dave Perpura, is with us. And Dave, I've got to say, before we get going here, that you provided one of my favorite moments ever for the Scoreboard Show. It was back in our first year in 2014. You were out covering an Olentangy Liberty game, and it was going to overtime, and you provided a touchdown for us live on the air.
Yeah, you called me in the fourth quarter. I don't know that it was the tying touchdown. It was close, though, and yeah, I slipped back into my radio major in college when I did some play-by-play up in Toledo, and that was a lot of fun, and it felt kind of natural there, and that was a game that Olentangy ended up winning 35-34 in overtime. It was a lot of fun, and yeah, I guess that was my previous moment, or one of my previous moments on this show. It's good to be here in the studios at St. Gabriel Radio tonight.
Absolutely, and it's good to have you. It's good to have a fellow bald guy in here as well, too. We love the
20
guru,
years going now.
But he's got that full head of red hair, and it's nice to have another bald guy in here as well. Welcome to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, guys. Again, it's presented by This Week Sports. And, Dave, real quick, we just heard it here. DeSales-Watterson, huge rivalry game. I know it's two teams that are kind of on opposite sides of the spectrum this year. Obviously, the Stallions now 6-0. Watterson have been struggling, but what was your thoughts on the game this evening?
It was a little more domination than I figured on one hand, because you just never know what's going to happen in these rivalries. I know Watterson's had a tough year. I know DeSales has been trucking ever since that first game where they rolled right by Lancaster, but they didn't leave anything to chance tonight. They played very well from the start of the game. Alonzo Booth, you know, another huge game from him, 208 yards. The thing that, you know, our reporter Jared Ulrey, who's writing the game for us and for the Columbus Dispatch tonight, was saying that not only did the defense hold Watterson to 37 yards, they created two safeties. So that, you know, that just takes so much momentum when you're an underdog trying to beat your rival, and that rival that happens to be the top-ranked team in the state in Division III. As we said, Booth, a couple of touchdowns, 208 yards, and then Brian Asamoah and Cole Silvestri also had touchdown runs as the sales really steadily pulled away on a muddy field over there in Clintonville tonight.
Yeah, and it's weird. We talked about it that's something that Watterson's used to, obviously. Their home field there is at Hagley Field. But DeSales, they don't play a lot of game on grass anymore. They haven't the past couple years. They've got the turf field over at Alumni Stadium. So many of the schools that you play now do have the turf field. I thought maybe, especially with the rain, that might slow the Stallions down, but not at all.
Yeah, I thought myself it could be a neutralizing factor. But boy, they have to feel good after performing up to expectations on a field that's less than ideal. I mean, every game of theirs had been at home so far this year, which I hadn't realized. They started with 5 home games. They have 7 total this year. And then, of course, they only have 2 more road games after this. And I believe both of those are actually on turf fields as well, at Logan and at Mount Vernon, which I'm pretty sure both of them have artificial turf. So this will be their only foray into natural grass, it looks like, at least for the foreseeable future that I'm aware of.
Well, and it looks like it hasn't slowed them down at all. The Stallions, of course, move on. Alonzo Booth, you mentioned 2 touchdowns tonight as well. That gives him 14 on the season. Coming into tonight, we thought maybe we'd get some weather delays. We haven't had too many issues, but we do have one right now. Franklin Heights leads Groveport in the third quarter 21-7, but they are on a lightning delay right now. So hopefully that doesn't affect any of the other games here as we head on throughout the evening.
And another odd delay over in Licking County tonight, not because of the rain, at least that we're aware of. Power went out with Licking Heights at Watkins Memorial. I am told by my colleague Brad Emmerine that this was the third time in the 12 years of this rivalry that that's happened. The other 2 times were at Licking Heights. Tonight was at Watkins Memorial. And yeah, that rain, if you've been seeing the weather the past couple days, it's kind of coming southeast to northwest, and it's really been intermittent throughout the day. And yeah, we've been very lucky tonight. Upper Arlington actually moved their game up to try and avoid the weather. And yeah, you're right. We've only seen that one lightning delay, thankfully. It certainly could have been a lot worse, but yeah, this is the rain that we didn't get over the summer kind of coming back to get us right now.
And that game there over on Broad Street between Watkins and Licking Heights, a close one right now. It's 14-11 is the score in that one. Licking Heights has been up most of the way, but Watkins has come back, chipped away at it all night. So interesting there in that game. We'll see what goes on there. Also, that Franklin Heights-Groveport game. Who would have ever thought at the beginning of the year that Franklin Heights-Groveport would be a game that actually had a lot of meaning to it?
Yeah. Both of them have gotten off to nice starts. Obviously, Franklin Heights, I mean, this is their best start in forever, it seems like. They're probably having the same approach that some of these other schools are going into this OCC Capital, where they feel pretty good about their chances to compete this year with a lot of more like-sized schools with this newest realignment. New Albany's coming out. They're up 38-7 over Canal, so they're trying to prove themselves a force in the early going. And Franklin Heights, I think, you know, they just want to keep this momentum running. Groveport would like to open with a win as well, because they've got a big rivalry game against Canal Winchester next week.
And Brad Emmerine has just tweeted out that it looks like they're getting ready to resume play there in the Licking Heights Watkins Memorial game. So we will keep you up to date on that one. I know it's early, but we do have a lot of scores already. We have some coming in. So let's go ahead and run through the finals that we have so far. Of course, it all got started off last night on TV. Dublin Kaufman with an impressive 49-7 win over Marysville. The Shamrocks now 4-1 on the year. I think a lot of people after that opening loss in the opening week, that game where they had the weather delay, they had to finish it on Saturday against Springfield, and Kaufman lost. I think a lot of people, especially with so many good teams in the area, kind of put Kaufman on the back burner for a minute. But, man, the last 3 weeks, they've looked really impressive.
I got to see them against Olentangy a few weeks ago, and they looked very, very good, really clicking on all cylinders. Drew Hodgson, boy, he has a nice arm at quarterback. And it helps when you've got receivers like Jacob Stoneburner. I know a lot of people recognize that name around here with good reason. Of course, his older brother played for the Buckeyes. And then you've got a guy like Gavin Sturdivant as a running back as well. Yeah, they're looking. They're not looking for their fifth straight win. They already got their fifth straight win. So they've really built up ahead of steam after some early season adversity.
And you mentioned running backs. Casey Kirk with a big game last night, 205 yards in that one. Upper Arlington, you mentioned they moved their game up tonight. They are 6-0 now. They shut out Westland 56-0. The Golden Bears, they just keep cruising along.
They have improved steadily every single week. That is a team that I get to see a lot. They're one of my regular beats at this week's sports. I wondered how good they were, just improving steadily over this, but they just hadn't played that. They hadn't gotten that real big win And then they beat Pickerington Central in overtime last week. And there was that win that I think turned heads that weren't already turned and said, hey, I mean, we're still here. We're for real. They beat Central in the playoffs last year as well. They get this tonight. And I'm sure this is going to come up again later in the show, but UA has to go west next week to take on Hilliard-Davidson, and that is a team that's given them a lot of problems over the years.
And that's the game that might be the measuring stick for Arlington. Two tough losses last year to Davidson. That'll be a good one next week when Upper Arlington and Davidson do battle. The game you heard right here, DeSales 32-8 winners over Watterson. You mentioned the stats. Alonzo Booth, 208 yards. Watterson held to just 37 yards of total offense, and a lot of that was there in that fourth quarter when the reserves got in. A big Mid-State League game. Whitehall doubles up Grandview 14-7. That was a game the Rams really needed because they had started off 0-2 in league play.
Yeah, they really struggled in that Thursday night game against Bexley, and I think that was one of those, you know, you mentioned measuring stick a minute to go. For them to bounce back, yeah. I mean, that they've got to keep pace in the Mid-State League, and yeah, that's a very important win for them coming back this evening.
You mentioned Bexley. Their game just went final. They beat Madison Plains tonight 35-6. Amanda Clear Creek knocks off Fairfield Union 35-14. Bloom Carroll 3-0 in the league. They beat Circleville tonight 37-10. Hamilton Township, they're undefeated in the league as well. They knock off Taze Valley 13-6, and those are two teams that have fought for league titles the past couple of years.
Yeah, they're always kind of right in that creme de la creme in the Mid-State League Buckeye division. Yeah, I mean, this goes back, geez, many years that, are usually going to have Amanda in there. Bloom Carroll is really starting to come back. I don't know that they've been to the playoffs very much in recent years, but yeah, Taze Valley is going to make themselves a power as well.
Another one in the Mid-State League just went final. Liberty Union has knocked off Logan Elm 34-14 tonight. And maybe the eye-popping score of the night, Harvest Prep beats Millersport 84-0. They jumped out on them early and just never stopped scoring. Big win for the Warriors in that one. Licking Valley, they get a 22-0 win over Lakewood. Tough couple weeks for Coach Conley's crew there after losing to Newark Catholic and then Licking Valley this week. Speaking of Newark Catholic, they fall tonight to Heath, 41-7 the final in that one. Aaron Lachelet with a huge game, and the Green Wave playing without their star running back Kyle Gibson probably hurt them a little bit in that one. Johnstown, they remain undefeated. They knock off Northridge tonight 58-6. How good are the Johnnies? I know they were a good team last year, very junior laden. Those guys are seniors now and they're rolling.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Carter's got them. You know, he's certainly, I don't know about a factory out there, but I mean, they just seem to reload every year. It's a real program-based thing. I mean, that they're able to bring guys in who believe in what they do out there. I mean, you know, I'm looking at their point totals. They've hit 38 or more in each of the past five games, and that includes tonight. And the other game that they didn't was the 29-point game in the opener, and they've got a big test with Newark Catholic next week.
Cody Workman and Justin Franklin leading that Johnny's offense. Pleasant gets a 14-0 win over North Union tonight. Hartley tops St. Charles 36-15, and Granville was 48-14 winners over
bodies up front to beat Hartley. But if you've got a slasher and a hammer in the backfield, and they will obviously have a slasher and a hammer, you're never but one play away from scoring a touchdown. And if they can do that, they can stay close. Who knows? I mean, St. Charles has given Hartley a game tonight for three quarters, and then I guess Hartley's breaking it open here late. But the point is, if Reedy can do that, you never know, and it is a rivalry game. So,
and by the way the schedule sets up on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, there's 4 weeks left in the regular season, but we'll still see each one of the five teams at least one more time in the last 4 weeks of the season. So that should be good to see that variety as well.
That'll be kind of fun.
All right. It's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you for dessert at halftime, and thank you for your great job in the postgame as well, too.
My pleasure.
If you would have brought mud pies tonight, it would have been apropos.
I'm catching grief for my desserts. I'm going to tell kitties that we're not coming back for dessert.
This is for your postgame.
Oh, my postgame was shaky, Chris.
The dessert was excellent. Wow. The postgame was average. I got it.
Mr. Rex Reed over here critiquing you. But anyway, thank you for a great job, as always, sir, and for Greg Savoli, the work that he does. Scott Rex, too, and Ryan Baker, the mastermind back in the studio. Our thanks to him as well for the great work. Again, Reedy and Hartley next week. It starts with their preview show at 6 o'clock. We'll be live from the stadium at 7. Final score one more time. DeSales over Watterson, 32-8. From a mucky Hagley Field, we say good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf.
Join us again next week for another huge CCL battle as Hartley hosts Reedy. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all your area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.